Victor Friedman.
Okay. Do I start? Yeah. I'm a resident of Captain's Cove, and I thank you for this opportunity to present my personal... I'm a resident of Captain's Cove, and I thank you for this opportunity to present my personal concerns with the proposed sports facility. My main concern is that the applicant is not being required to submit a master plan detailing all his development intentions for the entire airport property. He has stated that if this facility does well, he plans to develop that parcel further. Therefore, I believe a master plan must be required. It would allow the evaluation of all development of the parcel in total instead of piecemeal, which is what we're doing today. I'm also concerned by implications that the applicant has responded to all neighborhood concerns. If this is indeed true, why am I here? To me, the concerns and responses prepared by the applicant remind me of the game Jeopardy. He came up with the answers he wanted to see in print, then penned the questions. Bob implies that the neighborhoods have not responded to him, and he concluded tonight that it was because they simply want to stand up and say they're against the facility. I was a member of the neighborhood working group. Bob prematurely presented his list of concerns, as the rest of the sports facility's concerns, as being concerns of the neighborhood, and this was simply not true. The concerns of the neighborhood were not incorporated into that list, as was promised. Another broken promise. Hopefully, the Commission and the City Council will review the concerns submitted by the neighborhoods and obtain a better idea of what it is that we are concerned about and what answers are still needed. Bob stated in the presence of numerous witnesses, as did Jim Booth, that neither the developer nor Sports City is obligated to offer any mitigations to the neighborhood or any benefit to the surrounding community. What's left to talk about after hearing such a statement? The applicant has offered to build and maintain a sound wall near the bridge and airport road. As far as I know, no plans or specifics have been submitted to Captain's Cove. In closing, I'd like to mention that I read Bob's February 15, 2006 letter to the City Planning Commission. In his letter, he states that everyone needs to keep in mind that there are a lot of worse things that could be built at the airport if this project is not approved. I wonder, is this an admission that there is an intention to violate the Declaration of Restrictions signed in 1983? I hope that both the Commission and the City Council will think long and hard about what will be taken away from the public if this proposed sports facility is built. A natural resource and natural environment will be lost in exchange for private profit and private enterprise. Jim Booth, a vendor of the sports facility, has stated tonight, this project will survive an EIR. If that's the case, ask for one. Thank you.
Okay, Victor, you're up. And next would be Laura Manch.